This is the son of PCJ.
Media Network Plus, produced and presented by Paulette McQuarrie and Keith Perron.
Well, hello, friends and listeners. Welcome again to another edition of Media Network Plus, the monthly edition. Today, we have a special show for you. We are going to be bringing you the 25th anniversary celebration of the International Radio Report that airs on CKUT in Montreal. Last weekend, they celebrated, yes, their 25th anniversary. So, stay tuned. This is Media Network Plus, the show that rewinds, fast forward, plays, and records all at the same time. Now, normally at this point of the program, I introduce Paulette McQuarrie, and she takes us through some of the news headlines from the past week. Now, we're not doing that this week because we're bringing you a very special edition of the program. Any show that celebrates 25 years on the air is, well, very special because it's no small feat. There's one little tiny radio station in Montreal. It's a community radio station based at McGill University called CKUT. Now, they themselves just celebrated their 25th anniversary, and one of the first shows that went on the air at the time was the International Radio Report. It was created by Sheldon Harvey and Bill Westenhaver, and every week they would look at, well, the world of international broadcasting. And you think about it, at the time, especially on local radio Montreal, it was kind of groundbreaking because, well, there were no other radio stations in Montreal talking about what was happening on other radio stations. On November 18th, they celebrated their 25th anniversary. Now, normally the show was 30 minutes long, but for this special occasion, they went for 1 hour. Yes, 1 hour. And now we bring you that 1 hour of this very special program. So sit back and enjoy to the International Radio Report's 25th anniversary.
Good morning, welcome to the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. The International Radio Report is a show about radio around Montreal and around the world. You can write the International Radio Report at radioreport@yahoo.com. Check us out live or archived on the web at www.ckut.ca. And look for us on Facebook at the International Radio Report. Good morning, Sheldon.
Hello, Janice.
Yes, it's a special day today. I did my normal intro, but it's a full house today. It's our 25th anniversary.
It is CKUT's 25th anniversary and our 25th anniversary. Believe it or not, we are joined in time, in history, in memoriam, down the road somewhere.
So I'd like to start off with thanking Swan, who's here, Dave and Swan of Free Kick. They're going to be giving us a half an hour of their show, so we're going to be running an hour today.
Much appreciated.
So thank you in advance, folks. And we have a full house today in the room. We have Alan Roberts, Dave Aslan, Tamara Filjevic from CKUT. He's going to talk about the history of the station. We have Jim Hay and Vern Ikeda. We have Howard Gutnovnik and Sheldon and I. And it's going to be a rockin' show today. And there's a couple other maybe special guests might show up for a visit.
So, and we have we'll be mentioning some messages that we received throughout the last week about the show. Some dedicated listeners out there who have commented about us being here over this length of time. It is absolutely scary to think that we've been here for 25 years. It's really kind of amazing when you think of it, of what's happened in those 25 years. Some people were sending us some notes about that. Things radio related, things in the world that have taken place, changes in technology, what have you. But one thing remains constant, and that's radio. And that's what this whole show is about. And I wanted to relate something to everyone about the beginnings of this radio program. 25 years ago, a little more than 25 years ago, actually, we heard that CKUT was getting its broadcast license on FM. They had been around as a carrier current station throughout the university. You had to be in one of the buildings or whatever, and it was kind of like old communist countries where you had the little box with only one channel on the wall that you could only listen to the government station. It was kind of like that at McGill. But we heard about this coming on FM, and I thought, well, I wonder what they're going to be putting on the air. And we heard announcements saying, well, you know, we're priority is going to McGill students to put programming on. But as it turned out, they didn't find enough McGill students who wanted to do programs. So they opened it up and said, you know, anybody wants to do a show, community oriented type of thing, come and see us. So I scribbled together this proposal and I rounded up a couple friends and I said, let's throw this at them and see what happens. And this is where I want to thank a person who was here at the beginning, and it was the first CKUT station manager, Susan Elrington. And she is out in BC somewhere. I tried desperately to track her down and could not get to her directly. I did find her online and got some stuff to her. I couldn't find a contact for her directly. But anyways, we know she's out there, and I want to personally thank her because this was the funny part of it. I sent in the proposal. We had to do it by regular mail at that time, not email or anything like that. And she called me up and said, come over to the station and we can talk about this. So I came in and she was sitting flipping through, I think it was a two-page write-up or something, and she was flipping through it and reading it. And it basically said, you know, we want to come in and we want to talk about radio. And she said, okay. And I said, but not CKUT radio. We want to talk about radio in general and all different kinds of radio and shortwave and ham radio and CB radio and all other kinds of radio and other radio stations. We always say that about this show. There's not a single radio station in Montreal or any other major city out there that's going to let somebody come on the air and talk about other radio stations. You just don't do that. That's like taboo. You want them to listen to you. Our whole show was about encouraging people to turn the dial. And at that time, you had to dial to turn. You didn't have buttons to push or keypads to tap on or screens or what have you. Anyways, to make a long story short, came in, sat down with her. She looked at the proposal and she said, I've been reading this thing over. And she said to me, I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about. And she said, but that's good. And we're going to put it on the radio. So that was the beginnings of this show. And you're actually, in a few minutes' time, you're going to hear a little snippet of that very first broadcast. And I'm going to crawl under a table somewhere when you hear this because it is really bad. I'll warn you ahead of time. But there are a couple people who did that those first broadcasts 25 years ago with me, and I want to particularly thank Bill Westenhaver and Richard Casavant, who were the two people who started this show with me. And we'll listen to them in a little bit here. But I want to go over to Tamara. And Tamara is our official rep here today from the radio station, and actually Swan in the back as well, from the people who make things happen here at CKUT. And we want to thank you for coming in this morning.
Well, thank you so much for inviting us. I am, as you mentioned, the culture coordinator at CKUT. And Swan is a longtime programmer and volunteer, and also one of the members of our programming committee. So as you mentioned, when back in the day you used to have a station manager,
right,
who would approve programming. At this point we have a committee of volunteers from different departments, different representatives, also doing this kind of work.
Well, this is what's unique about this radio station is I don't know what the number is. I know at one time we used to have something like 250 or 300 people volunteering, making sure that programming goes out here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. People like us who come in here and do radio because we want to, not because we get paid for it, not because, you know, we're told we have to do it, or we come in because we want to do it. And you know, I think everybody else here at the station is like that as well. And you guys have the job of trying to coordinate all of that, so I'm sure that can get pretty hectic at times.
Well, people like yourselves is a pretty unique example, because in 25 years of being on air, you have rarely missed a show, if ever. You have always had either like pre-recorded material once in a while when it has to be, or you always had people in filling in, making sure this machine keeps going. In terms of it happens pretty rarely in any sort of radio station, even in paid jobs. So for volunteers, it's even more extreme and it's even more admirable. And also the kind of programming that you put on as well. Like as you mentioned earlier in your introduction, very few media outlets will talk about other media.
That's right.
So there aren't any shows for radio nerds out there, and especially shows that've been around for so long that you can learn so much from.
We just got called nerds. Did you hear that?
I subscribe to that definition as well. I feel proud to identify myself as a radio nerd.
We use it too. So.
Yes, I just love that basically. Yeah. So
well, yeah. I did some quick calculations this morning, and you talk about dedication to doing radio. We started this show on a Thursday afternoon originally. It ran from 2:30 to 3, and I was working downtown in a law firm at that time, and I used to take my lunch at 2:15. Run over from the office to here at 2:30, finish at 3 o'clock, and then run back to the office again. And we did that for I don't remember how many years before we moved to Sunday mornings. But as you said, we've tried not to miss a show. We've been preempted a few times for special events or programming or what have you. But we've got here, you know, as you said, either pre-recorded a few times, but mostly one of us has been here live through whatever. We're like the mailman, you know, sleet, snow, rain, whatever, hurricanes. 25 years of programming, 52 weeks a year, amounts to 1,300 shows, 39,000 minutes of programming, or 650 hours of broadcasting. That's if we hadn't been preempted or missed anything. But that's what 25 years relates to. So that is an awful lot of time that we have spent sitting in front of these microphones. So, we're going to celebrate that fact today. And we thank you for being here. We thank CKUT for being here and allowing programming like this to be on the air.
And just to mention really quickly, for listeners who don't know, our birthdays are so close together that it's staggering. That's we have celebrated our birthday last Friday, November 16th.
Yep.
And just 2 days into it, it is your guys' birthday.
Exactly.
So we're definitely so happy and excited that you have been around for all this long diligently and that you still will be here for the next 25 years, from what I can tell.
Who knows?
Hopefully we'll all be somewhere in 25 years.
Well,
whether it's here or not, we'll see.
Well, but everybody looks very healthy and happy, which I'm very happy to note this morning. So thank you so much for having us. And thank you so much for being here. And happy birthday. And I hope everybody out there who listens, if it's the first time you're tuning in, I hope you start tuning in every Sunday morning. And you can also follow the show on online on CKUT Archives by going to www.ckut.ca, clicking on Programming and Archives. And I understand you're available for rebroadcast and podcast as well?
This particular broadcast, we'll tell you about that later on in the show, but Keith Perron, our listener over in Taiwan, has rigged up something very special for this show, and it's going to be going out all over the place in all kinds of different formats and through all sorts of delivery systems. So we'll tell you about that later on in the show, where this program will end up. And this program has ended up in some weird places over the years.
Yes.
There have been some broadcasts that have popped up in places they shouldn't have even shown up, but they have because of the power of radio.
The podcast has showed up on pirate radio shows all over the world. It's
wonderful.
Been rebroadcast all over the place and online, and shows up in the strangest places.
It does.
Weird is excellent. We definitely strive for weird on CKUT. Again, happy birthday, everyone, and thank you so much for being awesome for the past 25 years. It's been a privilege to learn from you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tamara.
All right.
Thanks for coming in.
All right. Well, let's get this over with.
Oh, you want to play that?
We're going to hear from 25 years ago, and it was interesting how this happened. We had done two sort of demo shows where we weren't actually on the air. They were sort of testing out the system to make sure the transmitter was working and everything was fine and all the tech stuff was up and running. So we came in and did kind of two sort of dummy shows 2 weeks in a row. And then the third one, we thought we were doing another one. And walked into the studio that day on Thursday afternoon, sat down in front of the microphones a couple minutes before 2:30, and somebody opened up the door and stuck their head in and said to me, "By the way, we're live." And this is what came out of the radio that particular day. We're going to hear the introduction of the show, and you're also going to hear the other two voices who were on the show on the very first episode, Richard and Bill. So we'll take a quick listen to this, and my apologies again for what this sounds like.
Okay, well, let's hope it runs.
Let's hope it runs.
Oh, there we go.
There it is.
I'll turn off the mics for a sec. Let's listen.
Good afternoon, listeners of CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. My name is Sheldon Harvey, and this is the International Radio Report. We've been a long time in the making, but we're finally here, as I'm sure the rest of the announcers on CKUT are this week. And we'd like to welcome to this, really our inaugural broadcast of the International Radio Report. And what we'd like to do is tell you a little bit about what we plan to do on the weeks ahead in this broadcast. I have a guest with me in the studio here today who will be one of our regular contributors on this program each Thursday at 2:30 in the afternoon. And his name is Richard Cazavant, and he is also a member of our Canadian International DX Club. Richard.
Yes. Thank you for having me. I'm very happy to be here and Okay, I'm very happy to be here, and thank you for the opportunity to be with you. I hope to be able to bring every week or so something a little bit different, which is a country.
What we'd like to do on today's program is introduce another one of our regular contributors to this program in the upcoming weeks. He's another member of our International Radio Monitoring Club. And his name is Bill Westenhaver, and he's going to tell us a little bit about his background in the hobby of radio monitoring and give you a little bit of insight into the type of program content that you're going to be able to hear if you begin getting involved in this hobby that we're actively involved in. And as I mentioned, Bill is also a member of this same club, and he'll be helping us out on this program in the weeks ahead. So, I'll let Bill do a little bit of talking here.
I got started in 1966. It happened that a neighbor of ours had a small portable radio that had a shortwave band on it, and we started tuning around it one day. And I was amazed that you could hear all these different things. In retrospect, I wasn't hearing much anything more exciting than the Voice of America, maybe in Spanish, but anyway, my father had an old shortwave set around that he got fixed up when he saw I was interested, and I got started out with that, and basically never looked back.
All right. Well, now that I'm totally embarrassed.
Memories, oh, all alone in the moonlight.
You know, I used to have this weird little digital clock thing at home that you could plug a lamp into or something and set the timer for it to turn on. Well, I rigged up a little cassette recorder at home, which, by the way, I still have, and it still works. And I set that into the timer for 2:30 every Thursday, and with a cassette player, and turned it on record and left it sit there, and I would record the show every single week. And then you went through the torture of going home and listening to it again to find out how bad it sounded. But if anybody gets on the radio, and this goes to all the programmers that are out there, if you're on the radio for, you know, trying to do a new show or whatever, the secret is to listen to yourself, because you will never make the same mistakes again once you hear them. you will go home, you will correct them, you will work on them. So that's a real tip for anybody, and I think anybody, you know, whether they're pros or volunteers or whatever you are, listen to yourself, because that's what other people are hearing. And that's what goes out over those microphones. And I've always told people, I've told Janice here and everybody that comes in here, that you do have to sort of kick your brain into gear before your mouth starts working, because that mic is live. And once it goes out, you can't get it back. So, you know, it goes out there, and you have to remember that. So we've all had those rough days sometimes. You know, you were out the night before and what have you. And I don't do that, of course, anymore, because, you know, I'm much more mature now. So as a matter of fact, I was telling people this week, 25 years ago when we started this show, two things. The Dead Sea was still sick. And things were only in black and white at that time. We didn't have color yet, so.
And you rode down to the station on your dinosaur.
Oh, my old vehicles. That's a whole other show. Anyways, all right, let's get to some of our friends that are in studio here today. Some you've heard before, some we've been promising to bring in here, and we were afraid to do it, but today we finally did bring them in. So they are here. We want to thank everybody for coming in. We're going to do some thank yous throughout the show. We're going to read some messages from some people as well. I mentioned at the beginning, I want to thank Susan Ellerington, the first station manager here. I want to thank a guy who you probably know in the media in Montreal and across Canada now, a guy named Jed Kahane. He's gone out there to be a big-time television star. And he was our first, quote-unquote, boss. He was the first spoken word coordinator at the beginning when we started this show, so we thank him. And there's some kid out there who may be a rocket scientist today or something. I don't really know where this guy is, but his name was Cam. And Cam was a kid, blonde-haired kid from Red Deer, Alberta, who was going to school here 25 years ago at McGill University and volunteered to come in and help as an operator to do, mm-hmm. Janice, what you're doing.
Yes.
And when we started this show, we didn't operate our own show. They hadn't taught us yet how to use that board over there. So there were people who came in and volunteered to help and operate the show. So Cam would come in religiously every Thursday afternoon and sit there and push all the right buttons and do all that stuff for us. And then one day he just disappeared and never came back.
Oh,
and we
no.
don't know what happened to Cam out there. So anyways, we had to figure out how to do all this by ourselves. And so it's done. And now if anything screws up, we have ourselves to blame.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we get training and all the volunteers get training before you do your show.
Right.
And when Sheldon and I are doing the show, I'm running the board and Sheldon just gets to sit pretty and talk.
That's right. I get to look good over here.
He just gets to be the voice. So I'm often you hear me in the background pushing buttons and I don't talk as much.
Swearing at the computer if it doesn't work.
Yeah, trying to get stuff queued up and coordinated.
Where's Swan to make it work? Press the magic button.
Well, I'll take a minute to talk about my own involvement in the International Radio Report, and I've been a co-host here since 2004, officially.
We were trying to remember that on the way in.
2004, it was the year Steve and I got married.
Okay.
When we took over the show just after our honeymoon.
Yeah, Bill and I wanted to give it up. We were kind of burnt out. And we thought the show was going to end because we thought nobody is going to do this. Nobody's going to want to do this. And then we bring you into the picture.
Yeah, well, originally I would come in as a guest occasionally talking about pirate radio hobby. That was my thing. I would come in and talk about pirate radio. I've got a couple of recordings from back in the day, and I was so excited to be on the radio. I'm talking a mile a minute. It was funny. And then when Sheldon and Bill seemed to be getting tired of doing the show, Steve and I stepped up and said, hey, let's try and do this. So we did it for a number of years. And then I went off to Sudan to work for the UN for a while. And Steve and Sheldon did it. Then when I came back, Steve left and Sheldon and I have done the show. And that's how I ended up here back 2004. So
we
changed the theme music.
Yeah.
And that was like dramatic and traumatic to everybody. A lot of nasty emails. They didn't like the change. It's like, come on. It's like new hosts, a new era for the show. And it was time for Kraftwerk to take a back seat, and we made Steve made that the compilation that you hear is one that Steve created.
Songs about radio,
yeah. And we had a little different theme, different interests, and Steve was more into medium wave DXing, more into pirate radio, and we had some different interests than you and Bill, a different focus.
Yeah.
And it was fun. We had new listeners, old listeners who stayed, old listeners who left.
Oh, yeah. I would get calls for the first few weeks, I remember, from some people who were just so upset.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, how dare you leave and, and, you know, new people be in there and do different things.
But it allowed us to keep the show on the station, to keep the show going because Bill and Sheldon had other stuff they needed a break. And Bill hasn't come back, unfortunately. We've asked him to come back a couple of times. He's been busy doing other things.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve and I took the helm for a while, and Sheldon seems to be pretty much entrenched back in the show again. So it's going to keep carrying on with whoever. And Dave Aslan is here this morning, is going to fill in for me while I'm away in in Africa for the year.
Dave's going to come and learn to play with all the buttons.
Yes, he's got to learn how to do the board, run the board.
I have seniority, so you have to learn that. not me.
Yeah. Sheldon just gets to be pretty and be a nice voice on the radio. You get to do all the heavy lifting in the background, Dave.
Okay.
So you've got to manage your articles, you've got to manage the weather, your segments, the intro music, all the pots and all the different things. And you'll learn not to bring in too many different audio sources.
Okay.
It gets a little mind-boggling.
I'll try to take on the challenge.
Well, we thank you, Dave, for stepping up. As we said, you know, the show revolves around people being here and, you know, and having an interest in what it is that we do. And you've evolved from being a listener to wanting to come in and be part of it.
Well, I can thank you, Sheldon.
Well, hey, we find a pulse in somebody, we're going to drag them in here.
Well, I see that, yeah.
That's kind of the way it works. Yeah. So, you'll be hearing Dave down the road from time to time and then on a more regular basis in a little bit. Some other voices that we've heard over the years here at the station we have with us here today. We'll bring in Alan Roberts from St. Lambert. Hi, Alan.
Good morning, everybody.
There's those dulcet tones of Alan Roberts, the Welsh.
Maybe I should speak in a heavy Welsh accent for you.
Alan has been a longtime friend and been listening to our show, and I dragged him out of the house a few times in St. Lambert in a last-minute ditch effort to get somebody in here with me, and he's graciously done that on short notice sometimes. So you've done some interesting things with us on the show, though, and talking about your beginnings of radio and building radios and radio in the olden days back in Europe.
When I was young.
Yeah,
I think you and Bill brought me in October 1991.
Oh my!
And you got me talking about radio on the 11-meter band or 26 megahertz frequency.
Okay,
which was a great interest of mine back then.
Right. And lots of people, I'm sure, were listening going, I don't have a clue what he's talking about. But, you know, that's the beauty of this. Some people did and some people didn't.
And long wave, Alan, with your reception of long wave with your low was always awesome. I mean, nobody else could hear the stuff. Only you could hear it.
Well, I can't hear it anymore thanks to my neighbor's TV.
Oh.
The neighbor's kids have now grown into their late teens and early 20s, and so the televisions must be on there all day and all night.
Right.
And long wave reception has just gone away.
Mm-hmm.
I can't hear any international signal there.
But it's still an interest, though, of yours and a challenge. Now it's a different challenge because you have to find your ways around these noise sources that we all deal with and see if there are, you know, little antennas and gizmos that, and you're one of those guys that likes to tinker and build things. So you've found some ways to help you out and still be able to listen to some things that you like to try to hear.
I got round quite a bit of the early noise, but nowadays I think I would have to go out into the country in a quiet place and do my long wave listening there.
Yeah, it's we appreciate, though, the time that you've come in and shared some of your experiences with us. And, you know, going back to radio overseas and, as we said, building radios and experimenting with things, you know, that's where a lot of people got into radio in early days of making things happen with radios and trying to make them better and what have you. So we thank you for the times that you've come in here over the years. It's always been appreciated, and people do find the talks interesting. And that's, you know, that's what we do. We often sit around and just talk about radio.
Well, I mean, I've met most of you guys at the Canadian International DX Club.
Yep.
CIDX back, was it 90, 91, like over 20 years ago. I've been a member of the club, and that's how I met you folks. And we used to sit around and have our meetings, and that's how I got into listening to this show and becoming a part of all this.
Well, you know, I was saying to Howard out in the hallway before the show that every one of us in this room knows each other because of radio. That's the common thread that's brought us all together for whatever reason over the years. You know, our paths have crossed for different reasons, whether it's been through our radio clubs, whether it's been through activities in the radio field, you know, listeners listening in and contacting us, what have you. It's, you know, it's just brought us all together.
A good segue to Howard, so let's bring Howard on the mic.
Exactly, Howard. We're going to bring in Howard Gontovnik. Howard's been on the mic here a number of times with us, and Howard and I crossed paths a number of years back through a strange connection. And it was none other than a radio personality that brought us together. And that That's was right. a friend of ours on the radio. And that is none other than Howard Stern, believe it or not. And Howard, that's how we met.
That's right. So we started to talk about the situation that was happening in Montreal and
on
got
Chaume.
Together on Chaume and started to talk to Chaume. And we met all kinds of people along the way and that were interested in the program and wanted to build up support for keeping it in Montreal, which it wasn't going to happen.
But right.
We still worked hard at it, talked to a lot of people, and had a lot of fun. We met a lot of friends, like Sheldon says.
We made a few enemies along the way, too.
Yeah, that, too. Let's keep it positive.
People looked at us and said, I remember one good friend of mine who's not a friend any longer, and it was because of that. He came to me and said, he didn't know I listened to Howard Stern.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, I always thought so much of you, and now I hear you were a fan of that Howard Stern. Well, I don't want anything to do with you. I mean, come on. It's a guy on the radio. Give me a break.
I remember getting the same phone call on a Sunday afternoon at my house. Somebody had found out my phone number and said, and you are a good person, and you listen to and talk and support Howard Stern? Well,
it was all entertainment. It was fun to listen to the radio. I mean, everybody has their own personal tastes and their own things they like to listen to, but this is an indication of how wrapped up some people can get in radio and
exactly,
what they like and what they don't like. And that's what, you know, again, what we talked about.
It's a very powerful medium.
It certainly is.
Yeah. And you know, when you were talking with Alan about developing or creating radios and building stuff, that's how I started to get an interest in radio. I did the same thing.
Okay.
I knew nothing about electricity and very little about radios. And I set up some contraption in my room with the radio and some lights, plugged it in a wall, and boom, everything went out in the house. So that was my beginning as a radio technician. So
that was a short-lived career there.
So it reminded me when Alan was talking about creating these things, monsters.
You're both still here, so at least you didn't blow yourselves up. So that's
great. Yet. Everything's a yet.
Everything's a yet, Well, again, thanks, Howard. And you came my in, pleasure. Filled in a few times as well when I was in a pinch and needed somebody in here. And again, it was very casual, just come in and talk about radio.
Right.
And we all had that interest, and that's what makes it happen. So that's great. We're going to go over to another microphone now, and two people that we've known for more years than we care to remember, and we've always been talking about them coming in here. We've mentioned their names on air, and it's just never happened until today. But I want to introduce two representatives of the Montreal ham radio community, amateur radio community. We have Jim Hay and Vern Nikita. Welcome, both of you, finally. After 25 years.
Thank you. Actually, I have to admit that you actually did manage to corral me back in 1990 Mumble when it was over on McTavish on Thursdays.
You did
get me in here. It's taken until now to get the guy beside me in.
Well, Vern, welcome.
Yeah, well, welcome. Thanks for letting us come on the show. I know Janice has always been sort of bugging me to, or actually bugging us to come on. So finally, we're together.
We have sort of this running joke. You don't mention Jim without mentioning Vern, and you don't mention Vern without mentioning Jim. I mean, they're really great buddies. They've been together friends for years and years.
Yeah, it's like Jim and Vern, all one word.
It's all Jim and Vern. It's one
Jim
word.
Yeah,
that's
ever since Marconi gave us our first radio.
There you go. So now you guys represent a segment of the radio population out there. As ham radio operators. We talk about ham radio on the show from time to time. Particularly, we were involved in things like the famous ice storm in Montreal, where we were involved actively in keeping people informed via amateur. What are some of the things that stick out in your mind from that period?
Well, obviously the ice storm was a big one.
Yeah.
Just because of everything that was done and needed to be done at the time. And that created some changes in the amateur community even, because as we worked on various repeaters, filling in for basically broken radio systems that all the commercial systems saturated, we actually moved a few repeaters around in order to fill in holes that we had. So that was obviously a big one that we remember. And I personally remember back in the days of the 1990 Mumbles, when on the VE2RED repeater, there was the old shortwave listeners net.
Correct.
Which we ran every week for, I think Vern and I did it for about 3.5 years, and then you started a net on following us on one of the other repeaters, and that lasted for I don't know how long.
Way too long.
Yes, way too long.
I have a lot of sympathy for you running this show for 25 years. I had enough trouble for 3.5 years trying to come up with something to say during a weekly net. So,
well, one thing I think both Janice and I have never had a problem doing, and that's coming up with something to say.
Well, yeah. Get to the cab.
Yeah, we're thankful for that. And maybe some other people aren't. I don't know. But
well, that's why I think some people accuse us of becoming hams, because we could never stop talking. So
that's right. But you guys get involved in lots of different things. You've been involved in communications coordination for ski marathons, for parades, for search and rescue efforts, emergency services, that sort of thing. And that's an important part of amateur radio.
Oh, yeah. It's the critical part, really, because we like to say when everything else fails, the amateur radio guys are still there doing their thing. And as you say, we've coordinated all sorts of things, and that's how we became active in some of the clubs and that in the area, was just to try and keep things going. And, you know, baling wire and chewing gum still works.
Exactly. And battery power and solar power and all these alternative sources that help radio keep going.
Generators, you name it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you guys for coming in today. And we're just going to kick it open in a little bit, and we can all sort of just chit-chat here, but we'll just want to make the rounds of the table here. We have a person who you may have come across over the years, particularly for a very popular blog that's out there on the internet. I bet we never said blog and internet 25 years ago.
No.
But boy, things have changed. And how we put the show together in the early years, where we sat down and wrote notes out by hand and stuff. But Steve Faggy has been a friend of the show and a friend of radio and also a ham operator. And he's become well-known. You see his name in the Montreal Gazette, some articles covering the media scene and what have you, and his very popular Fagstein blog. He's over here today taking a few minutes off work from the Gazette to come and say hello to everyone. Welcome.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be eating right now. Oh, breakfast break. But,
do I have to chew on the mic?
I'll starve for the sake of the show.
All right, thanks.
Well, we want to thank you for giving us a little plug there this morning. We were going to find a bucket of water, though, because you mentioned the show being a little dry. So we're going to take you outside and give you the old Gatorade bath out there. But
I think there needs to be more Howard Stern. You need to bring in some strippers or something.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
all right.
My.
A little more color.
Janice, you want to hit him now? Or?
Okay, well, should I flash?
No, please. It's radio.
It's radio.
Hey, that woke them all up.
Actually, Steve said yes, by the way. So.
Yes, Steve said yes.
No, he did not.
No, he didn't. Anyway, so you've seen a lot of things happening radio-wise. You keep us up to date, keep the media coverage of radio and other media up to date with what you do. Why?
I guess because nobody else does it. I mean, it used to be back in the days, newspapers would have, you know, radio beat reporters or TV and radio beat reporters. And with all of the cuts that have happened over the past, you know, 10, 20 years, most of those have sort of gone by the wayside. Mm-hmm. So there hasn't really been anyone to focus strictly on, you know, the local Anglophone media side. And you know, a show like this, for example, the International Radio Report, you will not see that, or you not hear that on CJAD or any of the commercial stations, because there's
no money to be made.
Yeah, because, I mean, they can't really, you know, they don't have beat reporters. They don't have people who specialize in these kinds of things.
Yeah. And we mentioned earlier today, it's kind of taboo on one commercial radio station to mention another one. It's like...
It's unusual. Yeah. I mean, you could probably, I guess, have it on CBC or something, or a non-commercial station, but it's unusual because there's always that instinct to sort of self-promote,
right?
And even at the CBC, even at non-commercial stations, to self-promote, you know, to the detriment of others.
Yeah. Well, there'll be print articles about other radio stations, like Mike Cohen's, and you know, on your blog, etc. Yep. We'll talk about radio, but radio won't talk about radio.
You know, there used to be a time, which a few of us in the room will remember this, but in the Montreal Gazette, where there used to be radio listings, like a grid.
Yeah.
You know, showing you what was on.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Upon a time.
You know, I mean, we're never going to see anything like that again, I'm sure. But
well, even TV listings. I mean, there's like 500 channels now. Now they try to have all of them once upon a time, but now they'll take the the most popular ones. And even those, I think, are probably eventually going to disappear now that you have, you know, on-screen displays.
Yeah. Well, that's it. You know, things have evolved over the years, and that kind of got pushed, you know, out of the spotlight until some of the stuff that you've been doing. And you know, I want to compliment the Gazette for running some of the great stuff that you've written and talked about recently, because, as you said, nobody was doing this, and they've sort of given you the okay to go ahead and do this. So.
Well, one of the interesting things is with the rise of the internet, you can tell sort of in real time how popular stories are online, okay. And they come to notice, and I think other people have as well, that when you put up stories about local radio, about television, about media, people will read those kinds of things because they're interested in those. They're interested in what, you know, their favorite TV reporter is really like off the air and stuff like that. So those stories tend to get a lot of traffic, and so they, you know, they become more interested in them.
Yeah, well, that's good. I commend them for doing that, and I thank you for focusing on that when nobody else seemed to want to do it. So
it's fun. I get to meet interesting people and come into studios like this and have a microphone on my face.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we have some comments from some of our listeners out there. Janice, you printed them out, and we're going to read a few of them as we go along.
Yeah, read
today.
A couple of our happy 25th anniversary greetings from various people. South Hertz Radio, who are in the UK. Hi, Janice and Sheldon. Wish you a happy 25th anniversary of the International Radio Port and CKUT. Long may your program continue, and please keep doing what you are doing by keeping this great show alive, providing your local radio news and international radio news we all enjoy. You will be surprised how many people listen to your show, either archived or as it goes out live. Some people may never contact you, but that's not to say they don't listen. Live long and prosper. Best wishes, Gary Drew, South Hertz Radio, UK. Now, they can be found at www.southhertzradio.com. And the SHR, International Radio, from Hertfordshire, UK. And that's interesting. We have listeners from all over the world. They listen to us online, and there is Mad Tone, that beat musician who sends us his CDs from time to time, who hears us. And from the oddest places, Mr. Pineda, Julio Pineda, was just from Guatemala. He was a dentist from Guatemala, used to send in audio stuff, was a contributor for a while. Here's another message from Robert Preston. Congratulations to the International Radio Report, 25 years. He's from Cornwall, Ontario. He's been listening to close to 24 years.
Wow.
He says, one day I was doing some FM scanning on my home stereo and came across your show. At first, I didn't know what I was listening to, people talking about shortwave radio. So from then on, I made a point of tuning in most Sundays and listening in. Even went as far as hooking up my VCR and inputting the FM tuner to the audio and recorded shows when I was away. In fact, I think I may have a few shows on tape. Well, that would be cool to send it to us. If I look back through my collection, the only way I could tune in, however, was with my TV antenna. It's very directional. Without it, CKUT is hard to pick up. There is a Christian FM station close by on an FM dial, and it sometimes interferes. But now, when the internet came along, all I do is use the archives to download the show. I just love the topics discussed week to week, and the special guests you include occasionally. Keep the show going, and congratulations, Sheldon and Janice. Signed, Robert Preston. Now, that's interesting. He went to great lengths to tune in CKUT on his TV antenna all the way from Cornwall.
And stumbled onto us, too.
Yeah, that's probably one of the farthest, actual over-the-air listeners. Okay, from Marc Bayergeon, who's out in Edmonton, Alberta. He's one of our visually impaired listeners. Mm-hmm. Now, he sent us an audio file and a really lovely long letter, and I'm not going to read the whole letter today, Mark. Thanks for sending it. I'm going to read little segments of it, and I think we'll take the time at another time to read it properly. But it starts off, "Hi, Sheldon, Janice, and all. In case you didn't get my audio Dropbox file, I just wanted to add my congratulations to you on your 25th anniversary of the International Radio Report. I've been a fan for the last 3 years, or 4 years now, and have had a tendency up till recently to listen to the archive of your program that is up to the time I became familiar with the iPhone and its voice-over screen reader feature for the visually impaired. Since then, your podcast is amongst many that I subscribe to and listen to at my convenience." And he goes on to talk about his bio and his history in radio, which is really quite interesting, but we're going to save that.
Yeah.
And he ends up with, "Once again, I look forward to the next 25 years of the International Radio Report. Thanks for what you do, and all the best of luck. Living out here in Edmonton, I really do appreciate the local news and what's happening in Montreal radio. Helps me stay in touch. I wish we had something similar out here. And best, Marc Bayergeon, Edmonton, Alberta." And he also says, "Live long and prosper, and go Habs, go." So we've got a lot of Star Trek fans here,
I guess,
amongst our listeners. And the last of the emails from Nigel Pimblett.
Yep.
Congratulations on 25 years. That's a lot of shows to put together. And I know it's appreciated by radio enthusiasts of all sorts. I even had the pleasure of being a guest on the show a couple of times way back when. And I've listened whenever I can since it became possible to do so online. Given the two-hour time difference, I have to confess I don't always do my listening live, so it's great to be able to pull it out of the archive. It was a different world for radio 25 years ago, and I don't think we could have imagined that impact, both positive and negative, the Internet has had. I'm not even going to pretend to know what things will look like 25 years from now. Once again, all the best on the anniversary, and have fun, 73's Nigel Pimblett, Dunmore, Alberta.
Very good.
And so I know we have listeners all over the world. It's one of the other ones too, Keith Perron, who's also been a contributor to the show. I call him one of our foreign correspondents over in Taiwan. And I'll read the announcement now of when the special shortwave transmission of the International Radio Report via PCJ Radio, Friday, November 23rd, 8 p.m. Eastern, or November 24th, 0100 hours UTC on 99.55 kilohertz on shortwave. For the 25th anniversary of the International Radio Report with Sheldon and Janice, PCJ Radio will present this targeting listeners in the Caribbean, Latin America, and North America. This special program will also be relayed to New Zealand on FM via World FM 88.2 in Tawa, South Hertz Radio in the UK, and a special edited 30-minute edition for PCG's Radio's World Radio Network satellite feed to Asia, Africa, Pacific, Europe, and North America. In North America, the program can be heard Sunday, November 25th at 18:30 on WRN and Sirius XM Channel 120, and in Europe at 10 UTC on WRN and Sky Digital 122, and we'll be issuing a special QSL card for the transmission. So
amazing.
Thank you for the greetings, Keith Perron, and thank you for the rebroadcast of our show all over the world. So we'll really be the International Radio Report. And
exactly.
Our show is going to be rebroadcast all over the world. Now, 99.55, that's WRMI.
WRMI, yeah.
Radio Miami International.
Right.
So thanks again, Keith.
We'll put all this up. Well, actually, Keith has already put it up on the Facebook page for our show, so you can get all the numbers and times and everything there if you have... just want to hear it again on another form of radio out there. So we thank him for that. A couple people I want to mention before we run out of time here today that need to be mentioned. We have had a lot of neighbors on the air before us and after us on Thursdays and Sundays. One program that has been around as long as us at the station is called Positive Vibes, a reggae show. And Janice Dale used to host that show, and she used to come rushing into the studio after us on Thursday afternoons, never on time. So we it was one of the reasons we had such a long theme song, actually, because we used to stick that on at the end of the show and give her enough time to finally show up with all of her CDs and records and stuff. So Janice is still involved in the station. George Evans, who did I Feel a Song Coming On, he was the lounge lizard, we called him, used to come in late as well after our show on Sunday mornings. We never, ever forget Len Dobbin. Len Dobbin was our neighbor for so many years doing Dobbin's Den. He was jazz in Montreal, and we were fortunate to have him as a longtime neighbor. And he was never late. He was always
here before we were. And we had awesome chats in the hallway, and he was an awesome guy. And I love Len.
Sergio Martinez and his team from Latin Times, who precede us on the air every week. We bump shoulders every week, see each other on
and
the
And they graciously ended their show a few minutes early so we could get our act together with all these people in studio. Thank you, guys.
Once a month, when George Evans was here, he used to turn over his show to, "Are you ready for this?" A bunch of barbershop quartet guys. I don't remember what the show was called, something about voices or whatever. And anyways, they used to come in and once a month and do that show. So that was a lot of fun. And of course, our most recent neighbors, who are both here right now, Dave and Swan, thank you very much. And we hope you stick around each week for Free Kick. And we thank them again for letting us take a half hour from their time today. Friends that we've had on the show over the years, John Fisher, Eric Cottrell, Chris Lobdell, Mickey Delmage, Nigel Pimblett, Ed Janis, Don Thornton, Dan Shrebnick and Tina Shields, dozens of interviews we've had with people from the Winterfest every year, members of the Ham Radio community,
a couple of you here with us today. Personalities that have walked through these doors over the years. Wojtek Wjazda from RCI, who we hoped would have been here today. One of the most bizarre interviews we ever had on the show was Mitch Melnick. This guy is an absolute basket case until the microphone comes on. Like, really on edge. He needs coffee. He's not a morning guy. We got him in here live. It was just total chaos until that mic went on, and then he was Mr. Mitch Melnick. It was just great to have him in here. Royal Orr, David Smith, who worked at RCI and has set up radio stations in Africa. Jan Valeska, who was here from Radio Prague. Conway Jocks, who was the founder of K103 Radio in Ganawagi. We had him in as a guest one day. It was great to hear about that. We did a recorded interview with Glenn Hauser, the master of World of Radio, and an inspiration, whether he knows it or not, for this program. We thank him out there. Keith Perron, of course, Steve, whose Fagstein blog we really appreciate.
Mike Brooker, who was in once.
Mike Brooker, and I know we're forgetting others, but...
A couple who are in here, Dan and Tina,
I did mention
Tina,
them.
Tina, you mentioned them.
Yeah, so a lot.
And of course, every year we have the CIDX barbecue. We mention Eric Cottrell and John Fisher.
Yeah, we thank them for coming
Chris Lobdell, they come in every year after we have the barbecue.
Now, we used to have to do the weather, and we still make a joke about the weather. So I remember when Bill and I got told that we had to do the weather.
Oh, yeah, what you used to do with the weather. That was funny.
We took it literally because they never told us here at the station
that it had to be local weather.
Which weather we had to do. So we decided we're not going to do the Montreal weather. And we started doing two different weather forecasts that we would alternate from show to show. One was the weather forecast for Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. And why we did that is because every once in a while they would have these huge sandstorms. And we thought it was really great to report sandstorms in a weather forecast. So we used to do that one. And the other one was some strange weather report that we used to tape off of shortwave for the island weather forecasts for the remote islands of New Zealand.
Yes.
And they were all these weird Maori names and whatever, and it was just insane. So we used to run those two weather forecasts. So that's how we used to get around the old weather thing.
Rebels.
Rebels, of course. Things that happened during this show over the years, we had the breakup of the Soviet Union, we had the fall of the Berlin Wall, Tiananmen Square, the Gulf War, 9/11, hurricanes, earthquakes, tsunamis, the Montreal ice storm. The good, the bad, and the ugly about Radio Canada International, which, you know, sadly is not on the radio anymore. And, you know, all the stories we tried to cover with a radio angle for you. Mm-hmm. And I think we succeeded in
and
doing
the loss
that.
Of our dear friend Len.
Yes, exactly.
That was a hard time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember he'd been sick and then he got better.
Yeah.
He had collapsed outside the studio one day when Steve and I were doing the show. And we got him to the hospital. I'm like, Steve is on the air trying to pedal. And I'm like out, like, got Len, and I'm calling an ambulance. And everything went haywire. Everything went sideways.
Yeah.
And then trying to find a show to put on, like, put something jazz. I don't know, grab some Billie Holiday, throw something on. He recovered from that, and then a couple of years later, he passed at the jazz festival.
Yeah.
And then doing the show for the first time when Len was gone, we did a tribute to him, and that was a rough one, but he'll always be missed here.
If Len had to go sometime, at the jazz fest was probably where he would have wanted to go. So
and me, pretty funny. In the middle of the jazz fest, last time I saw him, and I was sticking my head in the door as I was closing the door, and he was starting his show. And he was saying how tired he was during the jazz fest. And I said, oh, Len, you'll sleep when you're dead. Yeah. That was the last thing I said to him, eh? How ironic. Anyway.
You never know.
But Len would laugh. Len laughed at that. He loved that stuff. And I can still see him standing in the doorway, sticking his head in, coming in with his CDs. And he'll be missed forever.
And the dead artist of the week.
We used
to bug him about that. Because unfortunately, a lot of the jazz musicians were getting older. And every week he would come in and he'd seem to have somebody in the jazz field that had died. So he'd feature a tribute to them. So we used to bug him in the hallway every week saying, so, Len, who died this week? Who's the dead artist of the week today? But, this, you know, kind of reality. It's the way it is. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us, I guess.
Yeah, we've come to the end of a one-hour special, our 25th anniversary. And thanks for listening to the International Radio Report here on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Check us out live or archived on the web at www.ckut.ca. Look for our Facebook page, International Radio Report, and write us at radioreport@yahoo.com.
and you have to use our slogan that you've adopted for the show since you've been around. And you'll end it as you end every show here by telling people.
So thanks, everybody, for coming in. And until next week, let your radios turn you on. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
And there we go, the 25th anniversary special of the International Radio Report that's broadcast weekly on CKUT. Now, if you want to listen to the program and hear the most recent past editions, you can go to their website, www.ckut.ca. That's www.ckut.ca. So once again, congratulations. 25 years. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Anyway, before we go, if you wish to contact us here at Media Network Plus, our email address is mnp@pcjmedia.com. That's mnp@pcjmedia.com. You can listen to this program again as well as all past editions by going to our website, www.pcjmedia.com/Media Network Plus, all one word. That's www.pcjmedia.com/Media Network Plus. We're going to leave you today with the four lads and Together Wherever We Go. So on behalf of Paulette McQuarrie and Dan Hensley, this is Keith Perron, hoping to join us again very soon. 73s to you all, and 88 to the ladies.
Wherever we go, we'll never feel low. We know it's together. We may not go far, but sure as a star, wherever we are, it's together. Wherever you go, I know I go. Wherever I go, I know you go. No feuds and no egos, amigos, together.